our friend on Instagram asked, is believing in Santa, teaching your children to believe in Santa, is it bastardizing the real Saint Nicholas? Here's why I don't think it's bastardizing or it's lying or it's deceit or anything like that. Because as I had more children, Joy and I have 8 children, and we've developed purposefully all of these customs, Catholic customs. Our Christmas begins with the children coming forward, and before we open any presents, every child genuflects and kisses the Christ child in the manger. That's how we begin Christmas, and then we sing, O come, let us adore him. That's how we begin. Christmas is Christ-centered, and so December 6th is for Nicholas. Of course, he's a saint of Christ. But there's all this lore, there's all this fun, there's all these games and all these surprises. When I was a new father, I was worried that this was lying to my children. And as I had children and engaged with my children, I realized that the interior world of a child is about fun and games and role-playing and adventure. And it doesn't require the adult analysis. And I also got this idea from J.R.R. Tolkien. He would write notes to his children from Santa. Dear Marshall children, thank you for the cookies. Today is December 6th. You have 19 days to be good and holy. Live for Jesus and obey his teachings. I will visit you again. Christ bless you. Love, Saint Nicholas. And then he made a cross. In fact, last night when we put this icon out, Margaret, my 6-year-old, looked at this and she goes, that's what Santa Claus really looks like. So they are getting some of these things. I think they realize that the Coca-Cola Santa Claus, basically this one right here, that's not real.
You sit on a throne of lies.
But part of the mystery and part of the fun is still involved in it.